Welcome, everyone, to the new season of the Hamrose Sparks podcast. As promised, let's jump right into the season with a brand new player interview. I'm lucky enough to sit down with the one and only David Choinière. We got the chance to talk about his loyalty to Forge and the risks he took to get here. And we discuss his greatest on-the-field moments and more. Plus, we get the answer to that most basic of questions. What drew you to soccer in the first place? And of course, as always on the podcast, we delve into the type of stuff that we never even thought we needed to know. Like, does Choinière like his own song as heard from the bellows and beyond? I had a blast with David, and I think you can tell he had a good time too. And now it's your turn to kick back, turn up your device, and enjoy the first interview of the Hammer of Sparks Season 2. And shout out to Matthew and all our other superfans for your patience. Now, let's go! All right, welcome back to the Hammer of Sparks pod, your connection to all things Forge. I'm your host, Kevin Anderson, so let's meet today's guest. Please, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Hi, I'm David Choinière, born in Saint-Alexandre. It's an hour from Montreal. I'm 26 years old. What do you want to know about me?
We're going to dive in and find everything else out.
Amazing. Let's do it.
So first off, I want to start with, I interviewed Garvin Matusala last year, and he let me know that you're like le president of the French connection at Forge.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about that. What does it mean to you to be like kind of the leader of a really big group of French players, Quebecois players on our team?
I mean, I don't title myself like that, but just because I've been there since the first day, and every year there's some people, French guys, that come and go, and I just meet them first, talk with them, and show them around, show them the standard, and make them feel comfortable. So I guess I got that title because I do that, but I don't see myself as a president of anything. I just want to make the guy comfortable and get to know them and become friends. I mean, last year we had a lot of Quebecois in the team. I think about Garvin, Rubens, Abu, Kadim, and we just really clicked together. It was really fun all the time with all the guys, so it was a good time.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's funny you say that, because some of the younger guys, whether it was Garvin and Abu and stuff, they're saying like they looked up to you coming up because you had already, you know, established yourself with CF Montreal or Montreal Impact at the time. So you were really kind of an inspiration for them. How important is it for you not only to be the welcoming force, but also to kind of be a mentor to younger players, not just the French players, but them especially?
I don't really put pressure on myself when it comes to that. I just try to be an example by working hard, showing up early, doing the work. I really trying to be an example by the work I'm doing. Not really, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I mean, if you want to do what I do, if it works for you, do it. But I don't force anybody to do anything. I just really try to be an example by leading my work and just working hard and being on time and doing the right thing. That's all I care about.
I think that's probably the most important thing for young players too, is to see an example of how to do things the right way, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, and I have a question for you, because it means a lot to us as fans, I think, but you left Montreal in the MLS, like, which was, you know, that's the big goal for a lot of young Canadian players, of course, but you had like an extension available on the table in your last year, but you turned it down and took a shot on a brand new team in a brand new league. What made you decide that this was the way to go? That's a big
thing. That's a long story. I'll try to make it short. Where do I start? Yeah, I had an offer on the table. I had 2 years and a half, really tough years for me. A lot of injuries, no playing time. Didn't feel I was part of the team. So that was tough, because growing up at the academy, I was feeling I was the main guy. and signing pro, the injury really set me back. And after 2 years and a half no playing, actually, like I think I played 100 minutes in 2 years and a half. So I was like, I need a place where I can play every weekend. That was my main goal. So when I saw Forge, it was a risky choice because it was a brand new league. Didn't know what to expect. And when I reflect on it right now, it's a bold choice because I don't it's a tough decision. And to be honest, I don't know why I did that, but I'm really happy the way everything turned out to be, and I have no regret, and I'm really happy here, and I just want to keep making history with this club.
And you know what? It's amazing. First of all, thank you so much for the honesty there. But
Yeah, I know.
it's really amazing too, because you spoke a little bit about injuries, and like obviously your last year here with Forge, like you're such a big part of the team, but you struggle with injuries again this year. It's got to be a big thing. How do you keep yourself positive, and how do you keep, pushing through, knowing you could be out there helping the team? I know that's what you want to be doing. What mindset do you need when it
It's the
comes to injury?
hardest part of the sport because it's our job, and when you can't be on the field every weekend, it's mentally it's really tough. But like you mentioned, I've been there before, so I dealt with a way bigger injury than the one I had last year. So in my mind, I know I can overcome it. So for me, it was super easy. I know what to do day in, day out, just to keep myself fit, sharp. And eventually it's gonna heal. Like you can't be injured forever, especially if you do the right things every day. So like having an injury before, big injury, I knew what to do. And last year I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to have a great year, and it didn't work out because of this injury. It a bit set me back, but it is what it is. I mean, everything happened for a reason, I guess, and you gotta see it that way. And now I'm really focused on being sharp every day, and and we'll see what bring us this year.
And that's amazing. Going back to that, so you've already had like a huge injury, so your mindset is there to be able to handle this one. But it also reminds me too, you took that big risk coming to Forge, but then you showed a whole bunch of loyalty. Like you were by far one of the biggest players on our team. You had an opportunity with the contract coming up to try, new pastures and stuff, but you re-signed with Forge. That shows a lot of commitment to the what's going on here at Hamilton. Why? What made you decide to come back?
I mean, I feel I'm improving every year, and I like the project, I like the ambition, the club, and I like my improvement here. So I'm not gonna lie, I had other offers, especially in the leagues, and then at that time, I didn't see myself in any of the teams. So, I mean, we have the most titles, we have the most accolades. So, I had to come back. If I stay in CBL, I had to come back here, and I'm happy. I'm happy with everything. So, like, I need to keep it going. And every year, it's like a reset. So we gotta do it again. I mean, I look at back. It's been 5 years. We had so many ups and downs and trophies and stuff. So, I mean, it's been a five interesting year, and I'm really happy with everything.
That's an amazing outlook. And you know, it's funny too, because like we've had such big moments obviously celebrating with you. So we're glad that you made that decision for sure.
Thank you.
Taking a little bit, a little different direction here. I want to talk a little bit about family. Obviously, everybody who's a soccer fan in Canada knows that you guys, this is a soccer family, the Chouinard family. So talk a little bit about what it means to have a brother who's a successful player in Montreal and pushing for the Canadian national team as well. How do you guys inspire each other? How do you guys like help each other out as soccer players on and off the field?
Yeah, me and my brother grew up together, just playing soccer around the house, at our clubs. We always been on a similar journey. We're 2 years apart, and it just worked out that way. I think we are so competitive that we push ourselves. And when we were young, we were living together, especially at the academy, we're living together. We didn't really exchange when it comes to soccer, but we did everything together. It was Everything is healthy. There's no ego involved. It's really you try to do your best. I try to do my best, and I'm really happy the how his journey is going. I mean, he had an amazing season last year. It's just amazing to see him grow as a human, as a man, and as a player. And I wish him all the best. And it's been a crazy ride together. And it's only the beginning too. So I guess we're still young, and I hope we keep playing for many years, and we'll see where it brings us.
Yeah, and I always wonder, is there ever a little bit of the banter before the games when Montreal and Hamilton meet up in the Canadian Championships? You ever get to give each other a little bit of the business?
I would love to say we have, but we respect each other so much, and we don't have that connect. How can I say that? We don't really tease each other when it comes to
Right.
that. We do our work and we respect each other, but obviously after the game we have a little bit of talk, and I'm 0-3 against him, so
You can't
I can't really talk.
really say too much,
I can't
huh?
say too much, but I mean, there's so much respect between us that it's we tease each other like we're brothers, so we're gonna fight, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, but there's no ego involved and bad intention, so it's all good.
It's fantastic, and it speaks a lot to your family dynamic as well. And as Barton Street Battalion members and supporters and fans, we love your family because we even have pictures of selfies with your mom at games. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's
Yes.
it, you really see the involvement of the family backing you guys.
Yes, my mom loves to be involved. She always been with us since the first day. She's did so much for me and my brother. She's a soccer mom. That's
Yeah.
how you can describe her. She loved being around and being at the games. She probably watched that podcast or that interview. She loved that kind of stuff. So she's the best.
You can see it because she made a point of coming down and introducing herself to every member of the support that went out to
Yes.
Montreal. So it's a really big
Oh,
deal.
she is.
That's awesome. Okay, I want to now step away to like some things that are really important for the fans, the big game moments. And I was like, when I was reviewing, getting ready for this interview, it was kind of funny because I'm thinking about all the big game moments that you've had. Like you score in playoffs, you score goals in finals, you score in CONCACAF, you scored the only goal by a CPL player at the Azteca. Like, how do you pick what is your favorite or biggest moment in CPL?
Oof.
Right.
I don't like to choose, but it has to be between my Azteca goals and my goal in the final against Ottawa. It has to be between these two. I can't really pick. I have a preference in the final because we won. The Azteca
Right.
goal was unique, but we didn't win the game. So it has a bitter taste, but both are special.
Yeah, I love that. Obviously, scoring at like a cathedral of soccer like the Azteca is going to be special, but it's something about the DNA of Forge. Like, you guys love to win. And it's been like at all your levels, wherever you guys have come from, you've always been winners. And then you join Forge and continue that tradition. So I could understand why that would be such a big goal for you. All right. How about I love to like finding out what drew people to the game. As I'm a late adaptee to soccer. Like I loved all kinds of sports, but later in life I've now loved the game. Maybe it's having a local team helps. What brought you to soccer? What made you decide soccer was going to be the sport for you?
Good question. I grew up, my dad is a hockey guy. Always been watching the Abs. I mean, he was on TV all the time. And for some reason, my neighbor, who's was not even good at soccer, just started playing with me behind our house, and we just start kicking the ball. And then I start playing for the local team in my hometown. I was just really good at it, and then I become obsessed with it. I
Right
start
on.
playing, and since that day, I think since I'm five, I was always with the ball, playing, trying to get better. I was honestly obsessed with it, and I guess I never looked back. I knew I'm gonna make a living out of it. That was my goal, and I just kept going.
I think that's amazing to hear as like fans, people from outside the game. Like I just talked with Kwesi Poku and the same kind of thing. Like from a very young age, you had the mindset like this was going to be your career, right? That's amazing to me that you're so focused from such a young age. But I guess when you find something that you have an affinity and a talent for, it's just
Yeah,
natural,
that
right?
was, I mean, soccer was one thing that was bringing those feelings where like it was my place. I fit in. I was at the right place. Also, like being good helps, but I was also making friends and the connection that I had, the moments. It was just, I don't know, for me, it was like you say love at first sight. Like soccer was that for me, and I just loved it. And I never, like I said, since I'm 5 years old, I don't think I stopped playing.
That's amazing. And it's funny you say it too, like it's a bigger thing, right? The connections, the friendships, the relationships that you develop in soccer are much wider than just the game itself, right?
1,000%. You meet so many people. Like this year, we're gonna have new guys or new people you start to know, and you know more about yourself and themselves. It's just a growing game, and you meet so many people. The fans, like you guys, every year we get closer, and it's just a you need to build those relationships to make the sport fun too. And I'm trying to get better at that with the fans. Like I'm a shy guy, so slowly I'm getting more comfortable with everybody. So everything is growing, and I like it.
I will say this is amazing. Like for you to be a shy guy and to have this kind of an interview and this kind of an impact on the podcast already, I'm looking forward to seeing where you are in a couple of years.
Amazing. Me too.
And another question too. I know soccer is obviously a massive part of your life, but what are the things we have a long off season in the CAMPL? You know, you have a lot of downtime after training during the season. What are the kind of things that you like to do off the pitch during the season and in the off season?
Yeah, off season is it's spend time with my family as much as possible. With my fiance now, we did a trip to St. Lucia, which was the best trip I've ever been on, apart from soccer. And then went back home to my parents' house. She was with me. We spent 2 weeks and a half there. It's just spending as much time with my family and my friends that I don't see often now because I stay here all year long. So it's really about spending time with people that I don't get to see a lot during the year. That's my main goal. And then find activities to do with everybody and keep training. Obviously, I need to stay fit.
Right.
But my priority is family time and then friends. So yeah, I will say that.
Amazing. And it's funny, one of my first interviews I got to do with Anthony Novak, former Forge player, and he was saying one of the things maybe that we don't recognize as fans is just like you can't like book off next week during the season to like go to somebody's wedding or something like that, right? You miss out on a lot of that family friend stuff. So I guess making it up in the off season is really important.
Yeah, that's the time to do it. There's a time for everything, and that's the time to catch up with everybody.
Fantastic. All right, I do have a less dangerous question, just an innocent question here. I want to know, as a supporter, we want to know what do you think of the David Choinier song?
Say it for me.
Yeah,
I know
what?
it, but
Oh, he plays with flair. Oh,
do
David
you
Choinier takes a
I love
shot.
it.
Yeah.
Never had a song about that myself, so I just love it. I want to hear more often this year because
And
I didn't play much last year, so
trust
that's
me, we've been
really
resting the vocal cords. We're ready to sing it for you this year.
amazing. Can't wait.
In fact, it's funny. I remember maybe it was in 2021. We did a road trip to Ottawa. It was like a gray Sunday. They were already out of the playoffs and stuff. And you had just played a wonderful game, and you were coming off as a substitute. You were walking around, you know, just clapping, being nice to whoever's around. And about 10 of us started singing the song, and your eyes just opened, and
Oh,
you looked up at the crowd and gave us the point.
I remember that.
It
I
was
remember that.
really kind of a special bonding moment, I think, for some of the
Yeah,
supporters.
you were there. I remember.
Yeah, I was.
That was 3 years ago.
It's amazing that those kind of moments still stick with it,
I
because as
remember
fans, we
that.
always
You
wonder what's
were
the.
up in the stands, and I mean, when I scored there, like there's not a lot of Forge fans, and
Right.
I hear you like with the flag and everything. I'm like, oh,
Right. Our guys, we travel well, right?
yeah.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much for spending this time with us. It was an amazing interview. Thank you so much. Is there
Thanks, man.
anything that you'd like to say to the fans on the way out here today?
I would love to say thank you. Hope to see you guys in numbers February 7th. It's going to be a cold one, but it's going to be a big game. So hopefully to see you guys in numbers loud and Like every game, we're gonna try to do our best to get the win and make history again. Why not?
All right, I can't wait to see you there. Make sure we have a reason to sing your name.
Oh, you will.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Thanks, David, for taking the time to chat with me. Wow, I'm really looking forward to his comeback season. Or should I say, another comeback season. With so many opportunities for big moments this year between CONCACAF Champions Cup, the Canadian Championship, CPL regular season, and playoffs, I'm confident you'll be hearing Chouanier's song a lot this year. Well, that's just about it for this installment of the pod, but stay tuned for some more chats that I'm pretty excited about. Before we leave, some big thank yous this week. Firstly, to David for appearing on the show. My next one is to Nico Correa, manager of communications and media relations at Forge, and because he is always hooking me up with these great interviews and opportunities. Also, a second thanks to Matthew and his family. Their excitement for this show makes it fun to keep doing. And finally, a very special shout out to Janet for all her support, first and foremost, but also for not killing me when I turn our shared spaces into a makeshift studio with very little notice. Thanks, babes. And in the spirit of cooperation, I have two podcast recommendations this week. Number one is the Coast to Coast FC pod with Felipe and Mike. Full disclosure, I was a guest on their 50th episode, so I do have some bias. But it was really fun, and their new zine is fire. So check them out wherever you get your pods. And secondly, a local pod called Rejected Central has an excellent episode with Forge players Garvin Matusula and Chris Colongo. Do yourself a favor and give it a listen. It is a really fun episode. Well, that's all for now. The Hammer of Sparks is over till next time. Bye, Earthlings.